Well, good morning, everyone, and I'm glad to be able to share God's word with you today.
大家早啊，很高兴今天能够和大家分享神的话语。
If you've been coming to Sunday morning services or attending small group studies, you may have noticed a common theme of growing one's relationship with God.
如果您一直参加我们周日早上的礼拜或小组学习，你可能已经注意到，我们经常谈到要与神建立更亲密的关系。
The way to go about this in the simplest terms is recognizing God's love for you, letting His love transform your heart to be more like Jesus, in whom we are called to have faith, and letting that love overflow around us into the lives of our neighbors.
最简单的方法就是认识上帝对你的爱，让他的爱改变你的心，使你更像我们蒙召信奉的耶稣，并让这份爱在我们周围，流到我们邻居的生活中。
This morning, I want to focus on the part involving pouring love into others.
今天早上我想要重点谈谈如何将爱投入他人。
Every week, we call this church a spiritual family, but how do we get there?
我们每周都称教会为属灵的大家庭，但我们如何才能真正的做到这一点？
Sometimes it starts by being friends.
有时候这始于彼此成为朋友。
Friends can come from different backgrounds, even if these backgrounds even if these are backgrounds that may be natural enemies of one another.
朋友可能来自于不同的背景，即使这些背景在本质上也可能是彼此的敌人。
Today's passage will show us an example of what biblical friendship looks like, even in the midst of challenges.
在今天的经文将向我们展示圣经中友谊的范例，即使在挑战之中，友谊也应该是怎么样的。
It involves David, God's chosen future king of Israel, and Jonathan, the son of King Saul, who was supposed to inherit the throne.
故事的主角是上帝所拣选以色列未来君王大卫以及扫罗王的儿子约拿丹，后者本应该继承王位。The
world, including Jonathan's father, King Saul, said they were not supposed to be friends, and yet by God's plan, they were.
世人包括约拿丹的父亲都认为他们不应该成为朋友，然而按照上帝的计划，他们最终成为了朋友。To
set the scene for 1 Samuel 20, David is trying to flee King Saul, who had just actively tried to kill him in the previous chapter, and now he's enlisting Jonathan's help to escape to safety.
在撒母记上第二十章节中，大卫正试图逃离扫罗王的追杀。 扫罗王在前一章节中诚心试图谋害他，如今大卫请求约拿丹的帮助，以求安全脱身。Now
1 Samuel 20 documents their conversation in which Jonathan hears David's cries for help. They come up with a plan to ensure that King Saul actually indeed trying to kill King David, and it was not just his imagination. And then if it were true, give David an opportunity to leave after Jonathan gives him the signal to go.
在撒母记上二十章节记载了约拿丹和大卫的对话。约拿丹听到大卫的求救后，他们商量了一个计划，以确明扫罗王是否真的想要杀害大卫，而不是大卫的幻觉。如果真如是如此，他们就给大卫一个机会，在约拿丹示意他离开后，让他有机会离开。
From their experience, I want to highlight three principles of biblical friendship.
从他们的经验中，我想强调圣经中友谊的三个原则。
The first is that it requires honest and open communication.
第一个，它需要坦诚开放的沟通。
The second is that it involves acts of grace.
第二个是它包含恩典的行为。
And the third is that it stems from commitment.
第三个，它源自于彼此的承诺。
But before I get to the first point, let's pray.
点之前，让我们先来祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you now to learn about biblical friendship.
亲爱的天父，我们来到你的面前，求您帮助我们学习圣经中关于友谊的教导。Help
us understand what it means to go deeper in relationship.
求您帮助我们明白，在人际关系中加深彼此的连结意味着什么。You
are a God of relationships, and you've given us many here in this church.
您是位重视人际关系的神，赐给我们教会中许多人与神的关系。May
we learn from David and Jonathan's example in this passage.
愿我们能从大卫和约拿丹中的榜样中学习。Pray
this in Jesus' name.
在主耶稣基督里祷告。
Amen. Alrighty, so to the first principle, biblical friendship requires honest and open communication.
圣经中所说的友谊需要坦诚和坦率的沟通。
Now, it seems very simple and obvious, but how easy is it to implement it in our friendships?
这看似简单明了，但在友谊中实践并非容易的事。
Now, if we are fortunate enough to have friends, some people might find it difficult to do this because to be open and honest requires us to go to certain areas or even down to certain depths in our lives that we would rather leave unexplored or untouched.
如果我们有幸拥有这位朋友，有些人可能会发觉这很难做得到，因为坦诚相待需要我们愿意深入生活中某些我们宁愿避而不谈的领域和层面。
As far as many of our friends go, or even more so people whom we might be just generally friendly, we may present ourselves as doing just fine, even though we may not be.
就我们许多朋友而言，尤其是那些我们只是泛泛之交的人，我们或许会表现一切都还好，即便事实并非如此。
However, in Jonathan and David's example, we may not only see the requirement of being open and honest,in a biblical friendship, but the degree of that honesty and openness as well.
然而在约拿丹和大卫的例子中，我们不仅看到圣经中友谊对坦诚相待的要求，也看到这种坦诚相待的程度。
You see, in verses 1 to 3 of this chapter, it says, Then David fled from Naoth in Ramah and came and said before Jonathan, What have I done? What is my guilt? And what is my sin before your father? They seized my life. And he said to him, Far from it.You shall not die. Behold, my father does nothing, either great or small, without disclosing it to me. And why should my father hide this from me? It is not so. But David vowed again, saying, Your father knows well that I have found favor in your eyes. And he thinks, Do not let Jonathan know this, lest he be grieved. But truly, as the Lord lives, and as your soul lives, there is but a step between me and death.
大卫从拉玛的约南逃跑，来到约拿丹那里，对他说：“我做了什么？有什么罪孽呢？在你父亲面前犯了什么罪？他竟说我的性命呢？”约拿丹回答说：“断然不是，你必不致死。我父做事无论大小，没有不叫我知道的，怎么唯有这事隐瞒我呢？绝不如此。”大卫又起誓说：“你父亲准知我在你眼前蒙恩。”他心里说：“不如不叫约拿丹知道。”恐怕他烦愁，我指着永生的耶和华，又敢在你面前起誓，我离死不过一步。
David is telling Jonathan that his father Saul, the current king of Israel, who had become jealous of David, and whose throne God will eventually give David, is trying to murder him while hiding this plot from Jonathan.
大卫告诉约拿丹，他的父亲扫罗，也就是当时的以色列王。因为嫉妒大卫，而上帝最终会把王位赐给大卫，正在试图谋害他，却对约拿丹隐瞒了整个阴谋。
He's calling Jonathan's father a deceiver, an attempted murderer.
大卫称约拿丹的父亲是个骗子和谋杀未遂者。
What is Jonathan to think when his dad swore that David would not be put to death in the last chapter in 1 Samuel 19:6?
约拿丹如何看待父亲在撒母耳记上19:6中发誓大卫不会被处死的这件事
？Things could have turned out badly, in that Jonathan could have thought he was lying or delusional. But at the risk of being viewed that way, David was honest and open, which shows me that there was a trust between them.
事情原本可能会朝着不好的方向发展，约拿丹可能会认为大卫在撒谎或妄想。但即使冒着被这样看待的风险，大卫依然坦诚相待，这表明他们之间存在着信任。
David knew Jonathan well enough to trust that if he were to come to him and make these statements, he wouldn't be written off. And Jonathan knew David well enough to trust that these were genuine concerns for David.
大卫够了解约拿丹。相信即使他来找约拿丹说出这些话，约拿丹也不会轻易否定他，而约拿丹也足够了解大卫，相信这些都是大卫真心实意的担忧。
Their friendship was a safe place for them to communicate, even though they were on opposite sides of the matter at that point in time.
即使在当时他们在这件事情上立场相左，他们的友谊也为他们提供了一个可以安全沟通的场所。
As a safe place, their friendship allows them to exercise their vulnerability.
友谊如同一个安全的港湾，让他们得以展现脆弱的一面。
In verse 1, David asked Jonathan to take a hard look at his life and let him know that there's something that he's, let him know if there's something that he's missing.
在第一节，大卫邀请约拿丹认真地检视自己的人生，看看他是否遗漏了什么。
Is there some underlying sin in his life for which he should be held accountable?
他的生命中是否存在某种潜在的罪，需要他为之负责？
If so, then David gives Jonathan the license to not only judge him, but to punish him rather than let his dad do it. As we see in verse 8b here, where it says, "But the, if there is guilt in me, kill me yourself. For why should you bring me to your father?"
如果存在，大卫赋予约拿丹权力，不仅可以审判他，还可以惩罚他，而不像第八节那样让他的父亲来审判他。我若有罪，不如你自己杀我，何必将我交给你父亲呢？
Do we have that friend that has a standing invite to hold us accountable when we have that underlying sin in our life that is our blind spot?
我们是否也有一位这样的朋友，随时可以邀请我们去反省那些我们自身盲点中隐藏的罪？
If you don't, what's stopping you from finding one?
如果没有，是什么阻碍你找到这样的朋友？
What is holding you back?
是什么让你裹足不前？
So the implications of honest and open communication in biblical friendship is trust, vulnerability, and freedom.
因此在圣经中友谊坦诚开放的沟通意味着信任、脆弱和自由。
This is the freedom to be real.
这种 自由的意味可以做表示可以作为最真实的自己。
The freedom to express how you feel.
可以自由表达自己的感受。
And we see Jonathan and David exercise freedom all over the place when it comes to expressing how much they value one another.
我们看到约拿丹和大卫在表达彼此的珍惜时，处处都体现了这种自由。
In verses 13 to 7, Jonathan says to David, "But should it please my father to do you harm, the Lord do so to Jonathan, and more also if I do not disclose it to you and send you away, that you may go in safety."May the Lord be with you, as he has been with my father. If I'm still alive, show me the steadfast love of the Lord that I may not die. And do not cut off your steadfast love from my house forever when the Lord cuts off every one of the enemies of David from the face of the earth. And Jonathan made a covenant with the house of David, saying, May the Lord take vengeance on David's enemies. And Jonathan made David swear again by his love for him, for he loved him as he loved his own soul.
在十三到十七节，约拿丹对大卫说：“我父亲若有意害你，我不告诉你时，你平平安安的走。愿耶和华重重的降罚于我，愿耶和华与你同在，如同从前与我父亲同在一样。你要照耶和华的慈爱恩待我，不但我活着的时候，免我死亡，就是我死后，耶和华从地上拣出你仇敌的时候，你也永不可向我加绝了恩惠。”于是约拿丹与大卫家结盟说，愿耶和华借大卫的仇敌追讨悖约的罪。约拿丹因爱耶和华爱大卫如同爱自己的性命，就使他在起誓。
In verse 13, Jonathan swears his willingness to die if his father intends to kill David. And in verse 17, David swears by his love for Jonathan.
在第十三节，约拿丹发誓，如果他的父亲真的打算杀害大卫，他愿意为他而死。在第十七节，大卫以他对约拿丹的友爱起誓。
It's okay to be emotional in friendships because they are a safe place.
在友谊中表达情感是可以的，因为友谊是一个安全的港湾。
Now, for those of us who come from more emotionally reserved backgrounds, as I'm sure many of you know, maybe this doesn't feel natural to you.
但对于我们这些来自情感较为内敛的家庭的人来说，这或许并不自然。
But how different would your friendships be if you felt free to express your appreciation for your friends or vice versa?
但如果你能自由地表达对朋友的感激之情，或者反之亦然，你的友情又会有多么的不同？
And on the opposite end of the spectrum, what if you had a safe place to vent your anger and frustrations and anxiety without fear of judgment or abandonment?
反过来，如果你有一个安全的地方，你可以倾诉你积压的愤怒、沮丧和焦虑，而不用担心被批判或是被抛弃。
How much of a game changer would that be?
那又会带来多么巨大的改变呢？
Now, some of you may be wondering if the expectation is that all your friendships with everyone you consider a friend, especially the Christian ones, is supposed to look like this. And I'm going to say no.
你们当中有些人可能会想，是不是所有你视为朋友的人，尤其是基督徒朋友，都应该这样相处呢？我的答案是否定的。
Jesus had his different circle of friends of varying degrees of depth.
因为耶稣也有他不同程度的朋友圈。
You know, there's only so much time and effort in your life that you can dedicate to cultivate those relationships.
你一生中能够投入维系这些关系的时间和精力是有限的。
There are also other practical factors that come into play, like compatibility of personality, similarity in spiritual maturity, common life experiences, and so on. And since it is a two-way street, it also depends on the other person.
此外，还有其他一些实际因素需要考虑，例如性格是否相合，属灵的成熟度是否相似，人生经验也是否相似等等。而且友谊是双向的，也取决于对方。
That's why we often find that we have a spectrum of friends and not just one type.
这就是为什么我们常常会发现自己拥有各种各样的朋友，而不是只有一种类型。
But if we're looking for the full potential of honest and open communication and biblical friendship, we get a good picture here with Jonathan and David who have trust, vulnerability, and freedom with each other.
但如果我们想要探索圣经中友谊全部的潜力，坦诚开放的沟通，那么约拿丹和大卫的友谊就是一个很好的例子。他们彼此信任，坦诚相待，自由自在。
And of course, friendships aren't just all talk, and there will come a time when you'll be called to action as a friend. That leads us to the second principle, which is biblical friendship involves acts of grace.
圣经中的友谊包含恩典的行为。
So, given the nature of this encounter, it would seem the acts of grace came mostly from Jonathan's end. So I want to take a closer look at what he did and some of the ramifications of his actions.
基于这次相遇的性质，似乎大部分的善举都来自约拿丹，因此我更想要仔细地检视他做了什么，以及他行为所产生的一些影响。
Now, despite being the busy son of a king, Jonathan set aside time to give David his attention and to console him.
尽管身为国王之子，事务繁忙，约拿丹还是抽出时间陪伴大卫，安慰他。
Jonathan could have chosen to dismiss David's claims or take matters into his own hands and approach his dad to get to the truth.
约拿丹本可以对大卫的说法置之不理，或者亲自去问父亲真相。
Instead, Jonathan went along with David's plan to discover Saul's true intention, which would center on.Saul's reaction to David not showing up for dinner at night with the excuse of offering annual sacrifices with his family in his hometown Bethlehem.
但他配合大卫的计划，探明扫罗的真实意图。而大卫的计划的核心就是观察扫罗对大卫未赴宴的反应。大卫以回伯利恒与家人一起献祭为由拒绝赴宴。
In the situation that his father did want David dead, Jonathan put together a plan.To keep David safe and to escape if need be, which ultimately ended up being the case because Saul became very angry when David did not show up to dinner and accused Jonathan of conspiring with him and almost killed him in his anger.
约拿丹深知父亲真的想杀大卫，于是制定了一个计划，既能保护大卫的安全，又能让大卫在必要的时候逃脱。而最终大卫的缺席也确实让扫罗勃然大怒。扫罗指着约拿丹与大卫合谋，而这举动几乎将他杀死。
Jonathan stepped into the storm that his friend was in and helped bear the burden that David could not carry on his own.
约拿丹挺身而出，帮助朋友大卫渡过难关。 分担了他独自无法承受的重担。
There are some friends that offer consolation and advice from the sidelines. And then there are those friends who are ready to step on the field with you to take on the hits.
有些朋友会在场边提供安慰和建议，有些朋友会与你并肩作战，共同承受打击。
What kind of friend are you?
你是哪一种朋友？
Where do your instincts lie when it comes to how much you're willing to sacrifice for your friends?
你愿意为你朋友付出多少？
How much are you willing to sacrifice in the areas of time, energy, or perhaps even money if your friend is going through hard enough times?
如果你的朋友正在经历艰难时刻，你愿意在时间、精力甚至金钱上做出多少牺牲？
On the flip side, what kind of friends are surrounding you?
反过来，你身边又都是有怎么样的朋友呢？
In verse 4, when Jonathan said to David, "Whatever you say, I will do for you," he offered to help him of his own accord.
还记得第四节吗？约拿单对大卫说，你心里所求的，我必为你成就。他是主动提出帮助大卫的。
David didn't do anything to merit this grace.
大卫并没有做出什么值得他如此恩典的事。
Jonathan gave it freely.
约拿单是白白给予的。
And there are at least two reasons I want to highlight why this act of grace was such a big deal and worth it for us to think about.
我想强调至少有两个原因说明为什么这个恩典之举如此的重要，也值得我们深思。
The first reason is the impact that Jonathan's involvement with David's plan will have on his relationship with his father.
第一个原因是约拿单参与大卫的计划会对他与父亲之间的关系产生影响。
If what David said in the beginning about Saul was true, then chances are, if his dad were to ever find out that he helped David escape, then things would not bode well for Jonathan.
如果大卫一开始对扫罗的描述属实，那么一旦父亲发现他帮助大卫逃脱，会令约拿单的处境可能变得非常糟糕。
We see how this plays out in verses 30 to 34, which I alluded to earlier.
这一点在前面第30到34节中有所体现。
Then Saul's anger was kindled against Jonathan and said to him, "You son of a perverse, rebellious woman, do I not know that you have chosen the son of Jesse to your own shame and to the shame of your mother's nakedness? For as long as the son of Jesse lives on the earth, neither you nor your kingdom shall be established." Therefore, send and bring him to me, for he shall surely die. Then Jonathan answered Saul his father, Why should he be put to death? What has he done? But Saul hurled his spear at him to strike him. So Jonathan knew that his father was determined to put David to death. And Jonathan rose from the table in fierce anger and ate no food the second day of the month, for he was grieved for David because his father had disgraced him.
于是扫罗向约拿单发怒，对他说：“耶西的儿子若在世间活着，你和你的国位必站立不住。现在你要打发人去，将他捉拿，交给我，他是该死的。”约拿单对父亲扫罗说：“他为什么该死呢？他做了什么呢？”扫罗向约拿单抡枪要刺他，约拿单就知道他父亲决意要杀大卫，于是约拿单。气愤愤地从席上起来，在这初二日没有吃饭。他因见父亲羞辱大卫，就为大卫愁烦。
Jonathan took on his father's wrath and was practically dead to him, all for the sake of the well-being of his friend.
约拿单为了朋友的安危，承受了父亲的怒火，几乎与父亲断绝了关系。
But not only did he allow himself to be forsaken by his father for the well-being of his friend, but Jonathan essentially forfeited his life for David's, which is the second reason why this act of grace is such a big deal.
约拿单不仅为朋友的安危甘愿被父亲抛弃，而且实际上为了大卫献出了自己的生命。这正是这一恩典之举意义非凡的第二个原因。
For this, I draw your attention to verses 13 and 17, which I read earlier, and 31.
为此，请大家注意第十三到十七节和第三十一节。刚刚的十三和十七节，我们刚刚已经读过了。
Now, zoom in on verse 31. Here, Saul says to Jonathan, "For as long as the son of Jesse lives on the earth, neither you nor your kingdom shall be established. Therefore, send and bring him to me, for he shall surely die.
31节，扫罗对约拿单说：“耶西的儿子若在世间活着，你和你的国位必站立不住。现在你要打发人去，将他捉拿交给我，他死该死。”
Jonathan recognizes that God is moving the chosen and anointed status from his house to David's house.
约拿单意识到上帝正将选民和受膏者的地位从他父亲的家族转移到大卫的家族。
And by doing so, he and David now have become natural enemies.
如此一来，他和大卫变成了敌人。
As long as David lives, he will be a threat to Jonathan and his claim to the throne. And Saul affirms it emphatically in verse 31.
只要大卫活着，他就会对约拿单及其王位继承权构成威胁。扫罗在第31节中对此也明确表示赞同。
And as long as Jonathan lives, he will be a threat to David and his claim to the throne.
然而，约拿单在这经文中做出了重大。
However, Jonathan does something huge and rather drastic in these verses.
然而，约拿单在这经文中做出了一个意义重大且相当激进的举动。
Not only is he essentially ceding the throne to David, but he's putting his own life and the future of his household in David's hands.
他不仅实际上将王位让给了大卫，而且还将自己生命和家族的未来都交到大卫的手中。
He acknowledges that as David ascends to the throne, all of his enemies will need to be defeated, which will technically include him being Jonathan, and his bloodline.
他明白，当大卫登上王位时，他所有敌人都会必须被击败，这实际上也包括他自己，因为他是约拿单以及他的血脉。
So in this act of grace that he gives to David, Jonathan is also asking for grace. And the beautiful thing about this friendship is that it really is a two-way street and that he ultimately receives it even though he himself doesn't get to see it happen.
所以约拿单在给大卫恩典的同时也在祈求恩典。这段友谊最美好之处在于它真的是一条双向的道路，即使他自己没有亲眼看到，最终他也得到了恩典。
This brings us back to the original question of what and how much are you willing to sacrifice for your friends?
这让我们回到最初的问题，你愿意为朋友牺牲什么，牺牲多少？
It may not be necessary to forfeit your life and to die for your friend, but are you willing to put their well-being above your own?
你或许不需为朋友献出生命，但你是否愿意将他们的福祉置于自身之上？
For in Philippians chapter 2, verse 3, it says, Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves.
正如腓立比书二章三节所说，凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强。
Anyways, if you fast forward to 2 Samuel chapter 9, verse 1, which takes placeAfter David had already become king and Jonathan already died, it says, and David said, Is there anyone left of the house of Saul that I may know him, show him kindness for Jonathan's sake?
总之，如果你快转到撒母耳记下九章一节，也就是大卫登基、约拿单去世以后，经文写到大卫说：“扫罗家还有人剩下吗？我要因约拿单的缘故恩待他。”
It turns out that Jonathan did have a son who was crippled and named Mephibosheth.
原来约拿单确实有一个儿子，名叫米非波设，是个瘸腿的。
David not only gave him his inheritance, but also invited him to eat at his table as one of his own sons.
大卫不仅把产业给了他，也邀请他像自己的儿子一样与自己同席吃饭。
He showed him the same grace that David showed him, because as long as Mephibosheth was alive,He was technically a threat to David as well.
大卫像约拿单恩待他那样恩待米非波设，因为只要米非波设活着，在某种意义上来说，他也是大卫的威胁。
But David's loyalty to the covenant of showing steadfast love he made with Jonathan for him and his household superseded his own personal business and well-being.
但是大卫忠于他与约拿单所立的盟约。 为了约拿丹和他的家人，他始终不渝地友爱着约拿丹，这超越了他个人的利益和安危。
That takes us to our third and final principle, which is biblical friendship stems from commitment.
第三点就是圣经中的友谊是彼此的承诺。
Why did Jonathan do what he did for David in this passage?
在这段经文中，约拿丹为何为大卫做了那些事？
Why did David do what he eventually did for Jonathan's son later on in 2 Samuel 9?
后来在撒母记下九章中，大卫为何要为约拿丹的儿子做这些事情？
It is centered on the Hebrew word hesed, which appears three times in this passage in verses 8, 14, and 15.
这一切都是围绕着希伯来文单字 hesed 展开，它在第八、十四和十五节中出现了三次。
It's generally translated as steadfast love or kindness, but has much more depth to it in the Hebrew, kind of like the word shalom.Which is commonly translated as peace, but means so much more than that.
它通常被翻译为坚定的爱或仁慈，但在希伯来文原文中，蕴含着更深层的含义，就像希伯来语单词 shalom 平安一样。这虽然通常被翻译为和平，但其意义远不止于此。
It is a word that is used to describe Ruth's kindness towards Naomi, which you see there, as also as God's steadfast love toward his people.
这个字既用来描述路德对乃俄米的仁慈，也用来描述上帝对他子民坚定的爱。
From those relationship examples, you can see the idea of commitment associated with the word hesed.
从这些关系的例子中，我们可以看到 hesed 与承诺的概念紧密相连。
In other words, when you express hesed, you are manifesting loyalty or faithfulness to the commitment you made to the other person, which may look like love, kindness, or favor.
换句话说，当你表达 hesed 的时候，你就是在表达你对对方所做承诺的忠诚与信守，这可能表现为爱、善良或恩惠。
That commitment.That they made to one another is why Jonathan and David did what they did.
正是他们彼此所立下的盟约，促使约拿丹和大卫做了他们所做的事。
In verse 8, David says to Jonathan, "Therefore, deal kindly with your servant, for you have brought your servant into a covenant of the Lord with you."
在第八节，大卫对约拿丹说：“所以你要恩待你的仆人，因为你诚实你的仆人与你立耶和华的约。”
He's asking him to show him hesed because of the covenant that they made together two chapters earlier in 1 Samuel 18, verse 3. Then Jonathan made a covenant with David because he loved him as his own soul.
他请求约拿丹向他展现坚定的爱 hesed, 因为他们在两章之前即撒母记上18章3节中与约拿丹立约，约拿丹爱大卫如同爱自己的性命。
In the same way, David showed Mephibosheth hesed because of the covenant he made with Jonathan here, in verses 14 to 17.
同样的，大卫也因着他与约拿丹在第十到十七章节所立的约，向以非波设展现了坚定的爱。
Despite becoming natural enemies, their covenantal commitment to one another is what allows them to persevere through that adversity and to transcend natural boundaries.
尽管他们成了天然的敌人，但正是彼此立约的承诺，使他们能够克服逆境，超越自然的界限。
I add the covenantal part because I felt it would be foolish to minimize God's role in their commitment.
我之所强调立约两字，是因为我认为忽略上帝在他们承诺中所扮演的角色是愚蠢的。
It would also be foolish for us to glance over the role that God plays.In our friendships, especially when we strive for ones that are biblical in nature.
同样的，如果我们忽略上帝在我们友谊中所扮演的角色，尤其是我们努力建立符合圣经原则的友谊时，这也是愚蠢的。
There will be times when things are so hard that we will just want to quit, which is why we need to look to Him for strength and patience to persevere in the friendship.
有时事情会变得如此艰难，以致我们想要放弃。正因如此，我们需要仰望主，寻求力量和耐心，才能在友谊中坚持下去。
There will be times when things will get so confusing that we will need to look to him for wisdom on how to navigate the friendship.
有时事情会变得令人非常困惑，以至于我们需要寻求主的智慧才能维系这段友谊。
I can't imagine engaging in a biblical friendship without the help of the Lord.
无法想象如果没有主的帮助，我们该如何建立符合圣经原则的友谊。
On a side note, I find it interesting that when we try to describe what a covenant is to a non-believer, we often use the illustration of a marriage.
顺便提一下，我觉得很有趣的是，当我们试着向非信徒解释什么是盟约的时候，常常会用婚约来做举例。
I think the reason for that is many of us have a subconscious thought that marriage is the context of the highest form of human love possible.
我认为这是因为我们许多人潜意识里都认为婚姻是人类最高形式的爱的体现，是男女之间的爱。
The love between a man and a woman.
是男女之间的爱。
However, when David laments Jonathan's death in 2 Samuel chapter 1 verse 26, he explicitly makes it clear that the love he received from Jonathan was extraordinary, and that it was in fact surpassed that of what he received from a woman.
然而，当大卫在撒母耳记下一章二十六节哀悼约拿单的死时，他明确地指出，他从约拿单那里得到的爱是非凡的，甚至超过了他从女儿那里得到的爱。
He says, "I am distressed for you, my brother Jonathan. Very pleasant you have been to me. Your love to me was extraordinary, surpassing the love of women."
我兄约拿单啊，我为你悲伤，我甚喜悦你。你向我发的爱情奇妙非常，胜过父母的爱情。
This means that there's a form of human love that surpasses even that of a man and woman in marriage.
这意味着存在着一种超越婚姻中男女之爱的人类之爱。
It goes back to the word hesed.
它源于希伯来语 hesed.
It's a steadfast love that God shows His people.
即上帝向他子民在献出坚定不移的爱。
The same kind of love and commitment that Ruth shows Naomi where there is no marriage.
就像路德对 Naomi 所展现的爱与承诺，即使他们之间没有婚姻关系。
The same kind of love and commitment that Jonathan shows with David and vice versa where there is no marriage.
就像约拿单和大卫互相展现的爱与承诺，即使他们之间也没有婚姻关系。
The best equivalent of that today in modern terms is Christ-like love.
在现代语境下，最能够媲美的便是基督般的爱。
Christ-like love is the highest form of human love and commitment you can show someone, and you can do that in any relationship, whether it be friendship, marriage, or even parent and child.
基督般的爱是人类所展现最高形式的爱与承诺，它可以体现在任何关系中。无论是友谊、婚姻，甚至亲子关系。
And from the verse I read earlier, love is the ultimate motivation for one person to make this kind of commitment to another.
正如我之前读到的经文，爱是促使一个人对另一个人做出这种承诺的最终动力。
But at the end of the day, when you are talking about being committed and showing hesed to a friend, you're talking about showing a love that is generally reserved.For the steadfast love that God shows to His people, which is ultimately impossible for us to achieve on our own.
但归根结底，当你谈到对朋友的忠诚和爱 hesed 的时候，你指的是一种通常只有上帝才会给予他子民坚定不移的爱，而这种爱最终是我们无法靠自己而获得的。
Yes, there are a couple of examples in the Bible, but this is not the norm due to our sinful nature, unless we've experienced.That kind of love and friendship with God ourselves.
曾来，圣经中有一些例子，但由于我们罪性的缘故，无非我们自己在与上帝的友谊中体验过这一种爱，否则这并不是常态。
The good news is that we have.
但好消息是我们已经体验过。
I'll conclude with this. When Jonathan showed steadfast love and faithfulness to David as a sign of the covenant he made with him.He took on his father's wrath and forfeited his life for David's sake.
约拿单以坚定不移的爱和忠诚来纪念与大卫所立的约，他承受父亲的愤怒，为大卫舍命。
Okay, missing slide. No, it's okay. Okay, Jesus showed us the ultimate steadfast love and faithfulness as a sign of the new covenant he was ushering in when he went to the cross to take on the Father's judgment and die for us.
耶稣向我们展示了这至高无上、坚定不移的爱和忠诚，以此作为他所开启新约的标志。他走上十字架，替我们承受天父的审判。
And now we can engage in biblical friendships with others, having honest and open communication, performing acts of grace, and showing steadfast love and commitment, because we've experienced the ultimate friendship with the ultimate friend in Christ.
如今我们可以与他人建立合乎圣经的友谊，坦诚交流，行恩典之事，并以坚定不移的爱委身彼此相爱，因为我们已经与基督这位至高的朋友建立了至高的友谊。
For it says in John chapter 15, verse 13, greater love has no one than this, that someone laid down his life for his friends.
正如约翰福音十五章十三节所说，能为朋友舍命，人的爱心没有比这更大的了。
And Jesus did.
耶稣正是如此。
Let's pray.
我们来一起祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, as the hymn goes, what a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear.
亲爱的天父，正如赞美诗所唱，耶稣是我们何等的朋友，他承担我们所有的罪孽和忧伤。
What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer.
何等的荣幸，我们可以将一切带到神的面前祷告。
Lord, we couldn't ask for a better friend in the world than Jesus.
主啊，世界上没有比耶稣更好的朋友了。
Though others may fail us, Jesus will not.
即使别人会让我们失望，耶稣也不会。
We thank you for sending us your Son to show us what the love of a friend can be, so we can be the same kind of friends to others.
感谢您差遣您的爱子来到我们的中间，向我们展示友谊的真谛，使我们也能成为别人的好朋友。
We thank you for all the relationships we have in our lives because of you.
感谢您赐给我们生命中所有的人际关系。
May we live out your love in all of them.
愿我们在你所有关系中活出您的爱。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我奉主耶稣的名这样祷告。
Amen.
Yeah, would you please stand with me? We sing a song to respond. Thank you. The Lord may his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Amen. Please be safe. 摩打相会，我们感谢赞美主。